Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You got flagged. Enjoy your cold shower, biatch.
Upstairs awesome. For thinking, downstairs for dancing.
Welcome to the Cubby House for another week. I'm Jack.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Ryan.
And this is the first show of 2009, and we've already set ourselves up for a good set of laughs.
We've got a couple of changes to the program, so I think that we should start at the very beginning. So what's going to be so different about the Cubby House?
The Cubby House will now include the agreed punishments of flags.
Ooh, dun dun dun.
Indeed. Now, just briefly going over them, we are going to use the dice system.
I've got a dice here. It's not as cool as a D&D dice, but it'll do.
Thank so does God. That mean if we're flagged, we get to throw a dice at someone's head?
No.
Why not?
Because the dice determines what we can do, which is even better.
You could do both.
Yeah, I like that both thing. Okay. Let's do that.
All right. Just to explain, the punishments have been, if you roll a one, you get spanked by a flat item.
I fail to see how that's a punishment, but anyway.
Well, some people don't like spanking.
Jack, do you not like spanking?
Depends. Have you used the spatula before you hit me with it?
I think we can clean it beforehand.
Next punishment.
Number two is confiscation of your chair or relevant seated item.
Does that mean we have to kneel?
Yeah.
How appropriate.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll go with that one.
Still, I'm sorry, we're up to two and I still fail to see how these are punishments. But anyway.
I'm sure.
It'll hurt your knees after about half an hour.
Oh, so. Well, you know, I'm the oldest one here. I've built up the calluses on my knees. You know, you're only young, Jack. You will have built them up later.
I think in about the first 5 minutes of the show, we've already have to tick the explicit box in iTunes.
Number three is confiscation of all upper body clothing. Now, it may not seem much, but I tell you what, it's going to be an interesting view coming from where we're all talking about. We'll not be able to get our eyes off something. So
what?
Exactly. Thank you. Next question.
Next. Wow.
Number four is the truth question.
Do we have pre-prepared truth questions?
Not yet, but we'll work on that. Number five is the dare challenge. So, of course, your truth or dare is in four and five. And number six is the get out of jail free. You don't have to do a damn thing.
Okay. Do we mind if we try out this system right now?
No.
Oh.
Did you say no, you don't mind? Or no, let's not try it out?
Not yet. No. Leave it alone.
You leave it alone. Go on, Jack.
All right. I've got this dice in my hand right here, and I'm going to throw it at Cookie. All right. It hit him.
It's a one.
It's a one. So what does that? We've got to hit him with it.
Spanked by a flat.
I see a ruler there.
Don't snap the ruler.
Oh, do you like it?
No,
that
hang
hard,
on.
Do you?
You roll the dice, Jack. So doesn't that mean that we slap you?
I think that's something we need to clarify.
I think whoever gets hit by the dice is the one being flagged.
Wow, okay.
Double punishment.
So put your hand up to the microphone where they can hear the nice slap.
Ah.
Do you want another, sir?
No.
You said on his hand, okay.
Slapped. One. That's it.
I'm satisfied.
Maybe the listeners could write in with their little own truth or dares that they'd like to see or hear us doing.
Maybe there's something that you want to find out from Cookie.
Podcast at thecubbyhouse.net.au.
So what else do we have on today's show?
Well, I'd definitely like to talk about our 2008 year in review. What we gained, what we've learned, what we're moving on with into 2009.
We'll also be talking about Facebook statuses, Twitter, blogs and things like that. Just etiquette in general on those sorts of subjects.
Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the communities that we inhabit and whether we find them clicky or not. All that and more on today's Cubby House podcast.
2008, been there, done that, got the badge.
Yep, got the t-shirt.
I got a gold star.
Oh. Who gave you a gold star?
Karma.
I hate that elephant. 08.
About that year that passed.
The one that was just passed.
Yes. Yes. You know that whole 08 thing that we had? It was about, like, I don't know, 366 days long. I think there was an Olympics or something thrown in.
There was an extra second as well.
Oh, really? Wow. That was a really busy year. How did they jam-pack another second in there when I wasn't looking? God.
I can definitely say for me, I can definitely say by moving out of home and getting the job I've now got and being part of the podcast that started last year, I don't think I can say in the last 5 years I've had, I don't think I can say I've had as much of a personal revelation in the last 5 years as I have in 2008.
Testify.
What is your personal revelation?
Since you move out of your parents' place, you go, most people go on a, like a sex rampant, get out of the system, you got your freedom, everything else. You again, been there, done that, got the badge.
And the sling. In the lounge room.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
Yes. I've had a lot of time to have a good amount of personal reflection and see where I've come from, what I've done, and say, okay, in the next few years, I'd like to buy my own house or build my own house, start settling down with somebody by the age, now I'm 25, starting to head into that. I'm enjoying life. I enjoy socializing. I don't have to justify going out, having alcohol and going on the dance floor every night, sort of attitude. I'm over that. I've learned to live with myself, by myself. Some people don't have that chance until their 40s, 50s. It's that time where you can actually, you're not around people and you can learn to live by yourself and you're comfortable knowing that you're content with what you've got. You don't have to have people around all the time to have a good time. You don't have to have somebody in the bed next to you to know that you are loved by people. The fact that you have your own self-appreciation, I think, is a big thing. So that's mainly what I've kind of come out with from 2008 and 2009 is just basically consolidating everything I've got so far and moving on, buy a house if I can find a partner.
It's my understanding that you didn't really have very much involvement within the bear subculture before 2008. Is that right?
Thank you for the reminder. Yes, it wasn't until an event that is held outside of Melbourne called Chill Out, which is basically like a country version Mardi Gras midsummer carnival.
To our American listeners, that won't mean anything.
No.
And to a lesser extent, the people in the UK.
Yes, it's more of a...
And Ukraine.
A country...
And other countries beginning with you.
You are.
You are.
If I get flagged, I'm going to punch the pair of you.
So, yeah, it's kind of like the outback version of Mardi Gras. You have a little country town, celebrates being gay. Kind of like a Ute muster, but gay. And there was a mini carnival, and Vic Bears, who's the local bear community, had a stall there, and I said, right, enough procrastinating, I'm signing up this year.
How long have you been wanting to sign up before then?
Well, I'd kind of thought about it for like 3 or 4 years, but I never had the inclination to do it because I was doing other social activities at the time, so it just wasn't for me, I suppose you could say. But by becoming a member, it then kind of justified me going to things like Southern Hibernation, which is Melbourne's Big Bear Week, which I met you, Jack.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you found me in a dance club with a little sign that says kisses $2, sensual massage and closed captions in for $6.
Yes.
What is a sensual massage?
Well, it was a hand sensual massage.
Oh, are they still $6?
Oh, one night only, baby.
Because, you know, with petrol prices, everything's gone down. So I think, what is it now, 3 or something? Or
what are you hinting at, Ryan?
Well, I'm just wondering, do you get like free, like a petrol docket or something to go with it? Or I don't know.
Only if you get like $30 worth.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, I get it. Okay. Maybe you could like do some sort of show bag or something.
It was a one night only thing.
Charity. Oh, is that what you're calling the guys that you gave sensual massage?
Sweet charity.
So, yes, back to me.
Sorry.
Look at me.
It's his turn.
Look at me. It's my turn.
He has a talking stick.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, it's attached. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's basically, you know, since I joined Vic Bears, it justified me going to bear events just to kind of get myself involved in the community. Another thing, again, Mardi Gras. First time I ever went up to Mardi Gras, was introduced to Wolf Club, which is a dungeon kind of dance party, kind of get together, meet and greet sort of thing. Met two very yummy, yummy Americans. Hello, Mike and Steve. You know who you are.
Everybody knows Mike and Steve.
Yes.
I don't know who Mike and Steve are. But hello, Mike and Steve.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
The happiest gay man in the village.
Yes. So, yeah, did a lot of gay-orientated events this year. Not as big on Midsummer as I was last few years, but definitely still went. And yeah, the Cubby House podcast has probably been the re-establishment of a hobby. Because I used to do Joy 94.9 FM shows.
The kind people that are actually hosting this podcast.
Oh, yes, yes.
We love you and your Netspace.
I used to do a show with them, which used to be broadcast directly on air. And since then, my time constraints have kind of gone down the plug hole. So doing the podcast was a bit more beneficial. So, yeah, that's what I've come out with from 2008. Very, very productive year.
Sweet. And what about you, Jack?
Well, I feel as though this year has been one for a lot of change and personal growth. That even though has my living situation might not be quite so different to yours, Cookie, I mean, I'm still living at home. But I feel as though what I've done outside the home has left me for a better person. I mean, at the beginning of 2008, I was 17 and coming out of a relationship that wasn't really going very well, and it kind of clicked over to 18 on the 13th of February. So I kind of went to Crown and I went to the Laird Hotel. So I showed the guy at the hotel my ID, and I was like, but it was actually it was kind of the beginning of something. I mean, I was meeting all these interesting people and being exposed to all these interesting things. Now, by trade, I am an art student, and what I study is sociology, anthropology, and sexuality, gender, and diversity studies. So that's right, I study human sexuality.
Yes, you do, you saucy minx.
As well as feminism and Black history and that kind of thing.
Well, so black history, yay, feminism, that doesn't
It's a good curriculum. So I was able to experience these things that I was looking at firsthand in the scene while being able to interpret it in a more academic sense. So it was also a place where I was being exposed to a lot of new ideas, a lot of ways of thinking, and I learned to not like socialists. They're everywhere. And they're loud, and they hand out pamphlets. So, fast forward to Southern Hibernation 2008.
Your first near nude experience.
Well, yes, in front of a crowd. So, it's something that I've been kind of wanting to do for a while.
Nude in front of people?
No, Southern Hibernation. I think I'm the only 18-year-old that was 16 at the time thinking, hey, that's a pretty cool thing, I want to be in it. I could be wrong. If you're one of those 16-year-olds that wanted to be in Southern Hibernation, send us an email. So I was with someone who sponsored me to go in, and I had a really good time. I was able to meet a whole bunch of new people, and while I'd kind of been in and out of the scene for that time, being there with all those people was a consolidation of just everything. So I was in the competition, so that means I had to go around selling raffle tickets, which was where I met you, Cookie. I was also in the competition. I didn't lose, but apparently I didn't come last, I was told. So I think people liked the most was how I strutted out on stage with a giant L plate covering my bits, held on by dental floss.
I think I saw Britney Spears wearing that exact same outfit.
Yeah, I did it first, bitch. For all of our abroad listeners, the L plate is what you kind of put on your car to say, learner, learner.
Not loser.
Not loser. No. If I had it on my forehead, it might mean something different. I didn't really realize, really meet Cookie at that time. He just took a picture of me, which I think is an awful picture. But as kind of I went on, I went through a relationship and I learned a bit about myself. I started up this podcast, and it's been a very healthy and active year, and I probably could have summarized it up in a sentence before I rambled on with my story.
Which is?
That it's been a healthy and productive year.
Excellent. Mr. Rhino, 2008, how the got are you?
Wow, Biscuit's gone Eastern.
It's going Japanese, I really think so.
I think I'm turning Cabanese. I think we're pretty much the same as you guys. 2007 was a really, really rough year for me. I lost my job. I was living at home with my parents. Pretty much the same thing. 2008, I kind of just jumped from job to job. I managed to find a stable housing environment living with two of my best friends. Got out of a relationship. And then it was just about transitioning, I guess. I was anti the scene big time. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. people kept
which,
on...
Which particular scene?
Any scene. Like, even just going to, like, Midsummer or something like that. It's like, nah, I don't want to do that, you know. It just did not interest me whatsoever. And then I was introduced to a friend of mine who I'm like, best mates with now. Hi, Dan, if you're listening. And ever since then, it's just been up and up and up. You know, you can pretty much catch me at the Laird a lot of the time. I'm even now not only just a member of Vic Bears, but I'm also I'm a committee member of Vic Bears now.
They fished you out. I thought you were just that... I'm trying to think of an unflaggable adjective. Radical?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
They thought you might look good on pamphlets.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Something sells. So, and then later on in the year, I managed to get full-time work and, you know, I'm now dating a wonderful guy, and it's just, it seems to be that, you know, 2008 was simply taking a really crappy time and turning it all on its ass, and 2009, bring it, I say. It's going to be a really good year this year.
So, being our Vic Bears representative in the room, what can you say that 2009 will bring for the community and for the club?
Well, I'm really looking forward to Southern Hibernation. We're going to be trying a few different things. So, yes, hold on to your hat. There'll be also, you know, the usual. There'll be the Den Nights and, you know, the Sunday barbecues and all that sort of stuff. That's all going on. But all I can say is just check the website. Go to vicbears.org.au and have a sticky peek and see what's going on.
Porky, didn't you want to go into the competition this year?
I did. I thought that you two did as well, but it seems as if I might be standing alone.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to exactly be that person that enters the competition year after year after year. That sad, lonely person which just keeps on trying for that sash but always comes a little bit short. So I think I might wait to blossom a little bit.
Wait till the fruit gets a little bit more firmer and riper. Okay. I'm not doing it because I want to get, like, into shape and stuff. This year is, as I said, it's going to be a big year. So I want to get healthy. And speaking of that, 2009, I'm thinking of getting healthy. I quit smoking. New Year's resolutions. Jack, did you have any New Year's resolutions for this year?
No.
Your New Year's resolution was not to have a New Year's resolution.
I'm going to stab anybody who says that. That is the most infuriating thing. My New Year's resolution. Yeah, your New Year's resolution is to get my foot up your ass.
Oh, no, I'm just happy with the way things are at the moment. As in, I don't really have any particular aspect, which I feel that midnight... Whoa, my life's turning around from this second on.
Yeah.
So.
You think you're perfect enough.
Now you're making me sound like a cunt.
Cookie.
I was just about to say, it's acceptable to say that you don't need a resolution if you're heading in the right direction.
Mm.
My resolution would be probably, as I said before, to move the cubby, the dungeon studio, into a new location if possible. But no, I don't think there's much more than that. Like, obviously there's the, you know, getting healthy, keeping in shape. That'd be nice. I don't know if my time can dictate the amount of effort I'd like to put into it as to what I could put into it. But, you know, we'll see how things go. But otherwise... Yeah, just plodding along, keeping what I've got and building on it.
Go team Cubby House.
I suppose you could say that my New Year's resolution is that I'm kind of looking at the calm before a very heavy storm, so just to ride that particular one out.
Ooh, so we should watch this space.
Watch this space. It's a little bit private and a little bit tender at the moment.
We like private and tender.
So if you send me a private email, then maybe I might be friendly enough to tell you why.
It's got something to do with his insides.
What's wrong with my insides?
They're private and tender.
Oh.
I'm leaving this one at war just alone. That's, yeah, border aligning flag right now.
It seems to me, Cookie, that with new technology, the rules must change as well. And it seems as though that is the case with Facebook and blogs, that with the new technology, we must adapt our courtesy and mold our etiquette in order to be polite people in the 21st century. Modern.
At Teddy Beard, I agree with your statements. Lol.
Wow. I so want to hit you right now.
It's Twitter speak, all right?
I don't care what it is. I still want to hit you.
So throw the dice and call it a flag.
I'm not flagging you, but the dice isn't big enough, put it that way.
Oh, sweet.
A computer monitor, maybe? Dice, no.
Being passive-aggressive.
It's not being passive-aggressive.
Right, just it's expressing
It's a death
aggression.
Threat.
I love you, but die.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
So, Facebook, you've got these opportunities to share your pieces of yourself and ideas to everyone that you know, and possibly your future employers. That they are looking around on your Facebook and they're going to say, so that's what the person's like in their personal life. Or maybe if you had a blog that was linked to your Facebook, then all that stuff can be exposed to everyone on the internet. So the matter is, what should and should not be disclosed on such a public forum?
I think it's personally because it is only you. Your Facebook is about you. Your blog is about you. Your Twitter is about you. Therefore, whatever your status is, it should only be about you. It shouldn't be baiting, as in, like, you know, for example, Ryan is upset with the redheaded member of the Cubby House, but he's not going to mention names or something like that.
Then I say, make a post saying, who is this person?
I know.
Are you okay? Ryan.
But you know what I mean. You shouldn't have a loaded status. It should purely be about you. Like, speaking from personal experience, there's some stuff that's going down at the moment where somebody keeps on writing journals and things like that on LiveJournal about their past, which doesn't really affect me, but it does affect the person that I'm seeing. And it's really cunty. There's no other word that I can think of to describe it. I just don't think a grown man should be treating people like that. I think it's really pathetic. I'd expect it from a 16-year-old schoolgirl, possibly. Maybe even a 12-year-old schoolgirl.
I think you should pedal a little bit backwards and explain maybe the situation a little bit better. I mean, you're saying that it's wrong, but why?
What is wrong? Comments that are made about past relationships, things like, for example, you know, that he's glad that he's left, and, you know, that he doesn't have to speak to these people again, and, you know, but I mean, that's like the G-rated things. That's just the normal things. It gets worse. I mean, you know exactly who I'm referring to, Jack. You've seen the stuff. I mean, if you want to throw in your own two cents of stuff that has been said that is not.
Is it basically things that are said behind closed doors now getting aired in open public?
And pretty much.
Without any consideration for the consequences of having something in a public forum?
I think they're intentionally doing it to piss people off. And I just don't think that that should be done. I'm old-fashioned. Every time I do a Facebook status, it's always about me, or it's an in-joke with somebody else. That's pretty much it. And I think it's just, you know, courtesy-wise, that's all it should be about, is just you.
Now, something I'd also like to mention as far as Facebook updates goes, if you've got work colleagues that are listed on your Facebook and you put something that might be not necessarily true to what they believe you're doing, so say you take a sick day and you're still able to get online and do your chat thing, but then you turn around and say, oh, I'm going to a dance party tonight. Do you think that's not necessarily...
I think that you're a knob if you do that.
Yeah.
Bow. That's kind of like the people that commit crimes but upload them onto YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't there actually a guy who on Facebook said, I took a sickie today and the boss isn't going to find out, but he did? Am I right? Did that happen?
I'm sure that's happened many a time.
Probably. But you just think that, you know, I mean, if you think you're not going to get caught by doing something public like that, I think you might just get caught. I mean,
Facebook is as close a thing to the concept of the Truman Show as you can get.
Pretty much.
Without going like full follow me around with cameras. I think, yeah, Twitter and Facebook are, if you're doing it to yourself, well, don't shoot yourself in the foot either.
Well, what about yourself, Jack? Have you got any, like, your own personal horror stories, or have you, speaking from the mouth of experience?
Well, I can say that never speak ill of a person on a Facebook page post. Because you know what happens with that? Pretty much everybody gets informed that you've sent that message to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you might be talking about may read that particular comment and get quite offended about it.
Or laugh at the in-house joke if that's what the intention was.
So I think the idea is to keep your private messages quite private.
Exactly.
But when it comes to at least personal blogs, I think it is true what you were saying is that airing dirty laundry is quite, well, besides being rather cunty, is rather contemptuous. Is that a word?
It is now.
It is now.
We'll put it in the Oxford 2009 dictionary.
it's my noise.
I guess that. What is with the clicking, by the way? Just sidestepping from our topic. You two are clicking a lot. What is this? Is this some sort of...
I've only done it once.
Is it the Chinese year of the horse or something? What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know where it resided from.
I think it was just... I needed something a bit more subtle than A-OK.
No, it could have been a Steve Irwin trait.
Right.
Well, if you start saying crikey, I will kick you.
And flag you.
Yeah, sure, that too.
And beat me to a pulp. I would happily understand.
Yes.
Yes.
But anyway, as you were saying, Jack, sorry.
But one of the things about Facebook is that you are actually able to set your level of security or being able to group people to see certain things and certain other people not being able to see certain things. But that is not exactly a foolproof method. So what I think is that don't post something on a blog that you are uncomfortable about everyone in the world knowing.
Mm.
That goes with photos too. If you've had some photos that have been posted, not necessarily by you, you can ask to be removed from the tagging of it. You can even ask the person to remove the photo. It's all referring to the fact that, you know, You gotta think some employees actually look people up on Facebook.
Really?
Just yes.
Why?
To get an idea as to what they're like outside of work. Because if you get someone who, say they've just come out of school and they go and get trashed every night and they post photos of them being pissed as all hell, well then they're not going to look at that person saying, well, he's a very responsible person now, is he?
Wow, I had no idea.
Yep.
I thought it was just the bosses were lame and they had no friends and...
No, it is actually can be used as a point of research of a potential employee.
I think it's becoming increasingly standard procedure during the employment process that at least Google the person, but... my full name. I don't feel troubled giving it out. Jack Chapman is probably one of the most common names that you can have, particularly as it also happened to belong to a baseballer in the United States. So you got like 20 fan pages coming out.
I must admit, my name Ryan Miller is pretty popular as well, and I think I've got an American footballer, a Canadian hockey player, a gay snowboarder, and even a band in Texas called the Ryan Miller Band. So,
hooray.
Go team Ryan Miller. What about you? Have you Googled yourself? Master Googled?
I think I have, and I haven't come up with much, so no.
No. Well, Jack and I are cool.
It's a common name, but I don't think it's famous for anything, so...
Yeah, no. Nah. Yeah. That's what I said. At least Jack and I are cool. You know, 2 out of 3, that's pretty cool.
Have you ever also tried searching your name on Facebook to see how many other people
have
come up?
Because yes. I've tried, like, people have said, oh, what's your surname to add me onto Facebook? And, you know, I've given it to them, and then usually a couple of minutes later, they'll come back and say, yeah, can you add me? Because it's a really popular name. Because Miller is, like, the third biggest surname in the United States. So, and Ryan's a pretty popular name. Also, a lot of women are called Ryan as well. So
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah, shooting star.
Androgynous names.
What about yourself?
Have I searched myself?
No, on Facebook, yeah.
I have, but it's not a very particularly impressive story. That's why I put my middle name in it as well.
All right.
It narrows it down.
Yes.
I'd be too embarrassed to have my middle name.
What is your middle name?
Oh, wow.
Well, sorry, as far as me looking at my self goes.
No, Jack and I are cool, so we're just sort of jumping away from you. We're talking. Yeah.
I actually have tried to look myself up because apparently there was another child roughly born around the same day as I was born, named exactly the same thing.
Oh.
Oh, some coincidence. I mean, how many people are born every second.
Yeah, well, it was within a couple of days, so it's always been a curiosity to see if I'll ever find this person or not.
Maybe he's your soulmate.
Mm. You mean to take Cookie?
Cookie and Cookie.
Wedded Cookie. You may now kiss the cookie.
It's Cookie Squared. Yeah. No. So yeah, Facebook.
It's even creepier when I think that you're like marrying a clone of yourself.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No, it would not. That would be awkward.
That'd be cool for like, you know, a couple of days.
Yeah, after that, no.
So you'd never do yourself if you had the opportunity to meet an exact twin.
What do you mean? Would I go to bed with myself?
Yeah, like if you had an exact mirror copy of you, would you go to bed with it?
No. No, the reason why I pause is because I was thinking of a story.
Here we go.
I know, quickly sidestepping, children. At Christmas, I spent it up the bush with my family, and they live on the border of Victoria and New South Wales. And as you both know, I've got a lot of quirky sayings. And my family repeated all my sayings all week long, and it was really irritating. And I thought, wow, am I really that annoying with my sayings? Like, you are. That gets old pretty quick when you have other people repeating it to you. So, I just thought, if I had somebody else like me, I would just try and outbitch myself. There's no way known I would try and shag myself. Yeah, exactly. Bring it on, biatch. What about yourself, Jack?
I'm kind of pondering the eternal question that if you do it with a clone, does it count as masturbation? But, the ethical...
the thought rolls through your mind.
No, but now that you've...
The ethical possibilities that roll... I think if I had an exact copy of myself, I probably wouldn't be very satisfied. Because I know that I probably wouldn't know how to do very well the things that I would want done to me. So, there we go.
I think it would be cool in a non-sexual way. Like, for example, I could get them to grow their hair and their beard, and then I can do stuff with their hair and beard and shape it and... do whatever and go, oh yeah, that looks pretty cool. All right. And then take him to the hairdresser and say, all right, I want this done, but to me.
Now back in the closet.
Yeah, exactly. And keep growing that hair. And I'll, when I'm sick of this hairstyle, I'll get you back again.
All right. Just quickly, what about leading double lives?
What?
As in, you take turns going to work. One stays home, one goes to work.
Oh.
Ever thought about doing that? If you had the opportunity?
No. It just reeks of when the twins came on the Big Brother house. No, one of me is way more than enough. And I know a lot of people that would agree with that.
He keep on saying, you are, and then he's like, yeah, that's right, I am.
No, I think it would be, you are, and then my clone would probably say, your mum is. And then I would say, well, it's your mum too. Or, I don't know. Wow, this is really sad. Moving right along, Jack.
I'm speechless.
So would you take sickies or would you, like, miss days from school if you had a clone to send along to it and stuff?
It wouldn't work very well because the thing is that at the end I actually have an exam to sit through. So I've actually got to be there to absorb the knowledge into my mighty brain.
That kind of makes sense.
Mm.
Cookie?
As much as I'd love to send a clone every second day, I have to agree. My job kind of entails me to learn exactly every time I do a job I've never done before.
Get from Facebook statuses to cloning. We got from an etiquette section to Dolly the Sheep. What the hell?
That's quite a segue.
So, all right, let's segue back. If there was, say, a twin or a clone Facebook, if... All right.
Well, like, say, for example, if there was a David Cook in America, born the same day as you,
yes.
Like, for example, do you mean?
Yeah. Would you just chase them for the same fact that they have the same namesake and...
Oh,
I'd get to know them.
I would talk to them. I'd be all like, hey, dude, my name's Ryan Miller too, and I was born on the 30th of April, 19. You know, how weird is it and stuff, and, you know, see if there was interest or whatever. But I wouldn't be all, hey, we should totally meet and stuff.
Yep.
However, there was an awesome comedian named Dave Gorman, and he went all around the world meeting other Dave Gormans, and he actually wrote a book about it, and I think there was even a TV special about it, and it was hilarious. So maybe... comedy ensues if you do that.
What is your middle name?
I actually have two.
Would one of them be Lawrence?
No, none of them are. My full name is actually Ryan Glenn Neville Miller.
Glenn Neville.
Yeah. And my surname is actually supposed to be hyphenated because my grandfather on my father's side was adopted and his original name was Clark and he was adopted as a Miller. So my full name technically should be Ryan Glenn Neville Miller Clark.
Attention to all those people that make counterfeit credit cards. You got all the information that you need between his full name and his Facebook. And
you just reminded me, there's actually a law firm in LA.
What is it called?
Called Ryan Miller Lawyers or whatever it is. I think it's just like two lawyers. One's called Ryan, the other one's called Miller. But it was still cool.
Yeah.
Jack, would you chase up somebody on Facebook who had the same name as you?
No. That's all there is to say.
Well, maybe. If I had the time. My last question about Facebook statuses and Twitter and all that sort of stuff. How many updates is acceptable on an average day? Understandably, if you're going through hardships or you're going through really good times, you're going to update a little bit more if you can. But just on an average day, what's acceptable? How many updates a day?
I personally wouldn't do any more than three. Jack?
Yeah, I'd say about five, except when I'm cooking, in which case I write the steps of the recipe down on my... in my Facebook status, just so everyone's up to date with the biscuits that I'm making, getting it live, kind of like CNN.
And Cookie?
I'd be lucky if I update every 3 days.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I rarely go on it. Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, what's the point of telling everybody your woes and all that sort of stuff if it just makes you sound like a whinger?
I know, but some people are high maintenance and they love all that shit. They like to get the attention and whatever. So
let's talk about your basic types of status updates. Now, I think you've got the first type, which is song lyrics and quotes from movies and television shows. That's like, oh, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no.
Oh, I wonder who did that.
Not
looking at anyone in particular, Jack.
That's all right. I've seen a few.
Then I suppose that you'd have the flat out, this is what I'm doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to buy some bread and butter.
Yes.
Sidetrack to that is how I feel about that.
How I feel about
it. It's a lovely day. I think I'll go for a walk as well.
Mm.
What other type would you have? I think you've got the baited one, which is designed to get people to comment on them.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Ryan is upset or Jack is not happy with someone or, you know, just some vague little thing, but it's a man trap to get people's attention and take sympathy on you or whatever. But, I mean, it's not also a negative thing. It's also, it could be like, you know, Cookie can't stop laughing at what happened today. You know, that's also a man trap.
It inspires the questions.
Mm.
So I suppose the question has to be asked as to how useful are these kinds of things? How valuable is it in our day-to-day lives to know that Jack Andrew Chapman is making biscuits and is at the moment sifting flour?
I think it's more time relevant. The fact that, yes, you're not right at the computer right now, so you can't answer my question about what you're doing in the next 5 minutes because you've actually got your hands busy away from the computer, which for some is near heresy. However, I think for the time capture type ones, I think it's nice because if it inspires, say, are you using self-raising or using plane? You know, for those that are interested in a question, as...
We interrupt this podcast to allow Ryan to sit up because apparently his ass is flat.
Oh, I'll sit on this ball.
Smooth.
And see. Oh, that's better.
Never oily and never dry.
I'm so sorry. Please continue.
The man trap ones, as you refer to them, I think provided you're not going to tie somebody down and making them panic that you're going to jump off a building or something, I think they're good. As far as Facebook goes, as a social community, it causes people to talk about how you're going and what's happening, and it creates that interaction away from all the general applications you can use.
Well, it's all right if you are doing it like once every 6 months, but if it's every second Facebook status and you're updating it, you know, every hour, people aren't going to give a shit.
Do you know anyone on Facebook that uses it purely as a way to vent, at which point you kind of think, yeah, Pradalon drama queen.
I know a lot of people that are like that.
Yes, very much so.
Take a moment to think about those people in your life.
Yes.
You've got 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't need five. They're there.
Did you need that? Good. the last thing that really comes to mind, with particularly about Facebook, is that Facebook is a tool designed for people that already know each other to interact. That's primarily what it's used for. So first of all, should you be adding people that you don't know? And second of all, is it proper to be hoarding friends, as in going around and clicking on and adding everyone?
I will personally only add people that I know. And if people send me, if they want me to accept them as friends, I need to know who they are. There are certain people who I have accepted who I don't know who they are, only because I know that they listen to this podcast. But outside of that, I've had people that want to be friends and I don't know who they are. And it's not that I want to be rude or mean or inconsiderate or whatever. It just, it's like, I don't know who you are if you're not really my friend. It's not that I don't want to get to know them, but I only want people on my friends bit that I actually know.
Is that the same with you, Cookie?
I'm starting to move towards that direction myself, because I'm getting all these ads and invites and everything else from people who I don't know. And unless I really went out of my way, I probably wouldn't get the time to meet.
Yeah.
And it's, why am I starting to saturate myself now with people and with information that I don't find either relevant or invited or just, yeah. It's kind of like you go through, say, your MSN or your AOL, Yahoo, Messenger list, and you just cull the people who you added once and you thought, yeah, I'd like to talk to you, and never did. I think for me, it's now time to cull.
I suppose that's a bit of the difference between, you know, that little thing that you need to dust off now. It's called MySpace. How that's so 2004.
Yeah, God.
How it was pretty much a game for teenagers to just add as many people as you can. The more friends you have, well, the more, quote, popular, unquote, you are. But if you've got 1,200 friends, they're not really your friends. They're not even pretending to like you.
You're just kidding yourself.
Just kidding yourself.
Yes.
And for these people that have 750 Facebook friends, well, invite them all to a party and see how many show up. Then we'll see how friendly they are.
Unless your name is Corey Worthington, and then no, don't do that.
Shoutouts! 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 Shoutouts? You got shoutouts?
I want to throw the dice at your head.
Yes. Getting flaggable now. Who would we like to say hello to on this episode? Well, I would like to start, first of all.
Well, I'm glad we answered that rhetorical question. Thank you.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. Two interstate buddies who have come down the last week ironically stay at the same hotel, one after the other. One is to our good friend Christian.
Hi, Christian.
Who did a podcast with us. He came back down for a weekend just to have a bit away, and he might have a love interest on the horizon.
Ooh, love this.
Aww.
Yes. The other one is...
Wait a minute. So, this is the Christian that we... So, he's dating now?
Yeah.
Is he a master that he's dating, or...?
Well, it may turn into that, but it's not that way inclined just yet.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best.
He took off his slave hat, at least for the time being. At least that's the impression that I've got.
No, he was still a slave.
Once a slave, always a slave.
Just depending on what level of custody.
Custard.
Yes. The other one is Gary, who's come down from Sydney for the weekend.
Hi, Gary.
You actually met Gary yesterday.
Oh, is that Gary?
That's Gary.
Oh, hi, Gary. Gary rocks, everybody.
Yeah.
Gary's cool. My God, he could talk the leg off an iron pot, though. He will not shut up. Yeah, that was called sarcasm. He doesn't say anything. But he's such a... He's a little sweetie. He's just got little cheeks. He's just going to squeeze, and he's like, yeah.
And seven years ago, I did.
Which cheeks?
Well, that was the thing. He was my first for some things.
He was the one that was sitting next to you, the cute one?
Yeah.
The one which was like, oh, if it wasn't for the chest hair, you'd look 16.
Yeah.
He was adorable.
He was adorable. That's not long after. No. I met him online and we spoke for 6 months before he came down for a week, and yeah, fooling around a bit, and he was my first flame. So,
aww.
Yeah. So,
aww.
Having some time with him. So, yes.
Things are coming around in circles.
Coming in circles. No. Sorry, ba-bow.
Flag.
We'll save the coming in circles till after the show.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not rolling the fucking dice, so you can't make me do stuff.
Nah. The next couple are actually podcasts who we've emailed them. We're hoping to actually get a couple on this year. And we're not just talking Australian podcasts. We're talking international podcast guests.
The Cubby House goes global.
Yeah.
We're going into space next week, so it's not that much of a stretch.
I know, but, you know, it's a pretty big year this year. I mean, in 8 episodes, we took over Melbourne. So watch out, people of 2009. The Cubby House are here to rock your socks.
First of all, too, obviously the guys of Cubs Out Loud. Keeps getting stronger with those guys because I talk with them a lot. They talk with me and Jack a lot.
Well, why don't they talk to me? I was going to say hello, but now no.
We're going to call them later.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay, cool.
See? Right.
Yay, we'll do that.
It was this week that the Best of Bears awards were announced. Now, we weren't nominated, and it tears me apart when I sleep at night. But congratulations to Bear Podcast for winning the Best Podcast for Bears.
Wasn't it Bee
Talk? It was Bee Talk.
Bee Talk.
Wow, I was going to say, that's a really crappy name for a bear podcast. Welcome to Bear Podcast.
That is a bear podcast.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is there a bear podcast called Bear Podcast?
Yes. It was one of the first episodes.
Wow.
And we want to say hello to them because we had correspondence for them too.
That's a really crappy name, but hello.
I'm sure they'll say the same about the Cubby House. Cubby House. What's a Cubby House?
Well, for those people who don't know what a cubby house is like, in the UK, you call them a Wendy house. You know, it's a little house that's in the backyard that the kids, you know, go out and play in. But yeah, it's not the cubby house for us. It's, you know, the house of cubs, I guess.
And finally, we've also had a bit of correspondence from DJ David J.
The DJ's name is DJ?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
His parents, like, must have known.
I know. Like, yeah, DJ David J. Yeah, go figure. Who's also known as...
What is he also known as? Of course, the gay trucker. Who is that particular podcast is a personal blog podcast, and he's up to episode 101. So we've only got to do 91, and we're on the same level as he is. Hooray!
Sweet.
Yay, go. Hi, David.
Hey, Dave.
You're cute.
And very... big shout out to all our regular listeners who have been listening over the course of the shows.
Happy New Year, listeners.
And merry and happy.
Keep on listening and send us in your phone calls to 9005PLAY.
You also can check us out at the website www.thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Or you can email us at podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
We've just updated our website. It's sexy and new, but kind of familiar if you've been to it before. For this week, I'm Jack.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Cookie.
And this is the Cubby House Trio.
Trio.
What? No.
Shh.
You Britney wanna be.
Cubby House was made in conjunction with Joy 94.9. For more podcasts, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.